On the last show, theater critic Michael Bourne talked about some of the season's best plays on Broadway. But musicals account for the most money on Broadway, and the Tony Awards can bump up the box office.
Best new musical on Broadway this season? It's a toss-up for the Tony. And several award-worthy shows were not even nominated. Anastasia was nominated for 13 Outer Critics Awards, but only was nominated for 2 Tony Awards, for Best Costumes and for Mary Beth Peel, featured as the Dowager. I thought the scenic design of Anastasia, especially the projections, were breathtaking. Bandstand was my favorite new musical, about GIs returning from World War II, finding a way to get back into life, playing in a jazz group. Andy Blankenbuehler choreographed dances as dramatic counterpoints, or even as if scenery. Blankenbuehler's dances were nominated for a Tony, but Bandstand was not. A Bronx Tale, the musical from the memoir of Chaz Palminteri, was at least nominated as Best Musical by the Outer Critics. It's mostly ignored by the Tonys. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was also mostly ignored. Christian Borle was sweet more than dark as Willy Wonka, but the Oompa Loompas steal the show. Short, yellow puppets affixed to the thighs of dancers and charming. The 4 musicals nominated for a Best Tony all are innovative, mostly in how the shows are presented. Natasha Pierre in The Great Comet of 1812 presents war and peace encapsulated in a circus in a brothel. It's wildly spectacular. Dear Evan Hansen is a story of an autistic boy whose life is opened in so many ways, yet also is crippled by lies of social media. Ben Platt is amazing as the boy and is nominated as a Best Actor in a Musical. Either of those 2 shows could win, but I'm thinking the other 2 shows nominated are the contenders. Groundhog Day is more tourist-friendly than Come From Away, if that matters to Tony voters. Groundhog Day comes from and manages to adapt onto the stage all the time loops and twists of the movie with Bill Murray. Outer Critics voted Andy Carl Best Actor in a Musical, playing the jerk who gets humanized after reliving endlessly the same day, Groundhog Day. Outer Critics voted Come From Away as the season's best new musical on Broadway, telling the story of a small town in Newfoundland where on 9/11 planes were diverted from New York. The very lively company plays the townsfolk and passengers, ordinary people who enable each other to endure the shock, uncertainty, reality, and fear of 9/11. Outer Critics voted The Band's Visit as the season's best new musical off-Broadway. And for me, it was the show I enjoyed the most on or off, all about what happens among people when an Egyptian police band shows up for a concert in the wrong Israeli town. David Yazbek created the season's best songs. It's one of those rare shows I've enjoyed while feeling how much I want it to come again. And I can next season when The Band's Visit comes on Broadway. I'm Michael Bourne.
On the northeast tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, there's an airport. It used to be one of the biggest airports in the world, and next to it is a town called Gander.
Welcome to the rack if you come from away. Huh? You probably understand about a half of what we say. Yeah. They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man.
Especially when one comes from one like Newfoundland. Welcome to the rock.
That morning, I'm in the classroom. It's our first day back, and the school buses are on strike, so I'm covering for Annette, who's running late.
Sorry, Beulah. How's the kids?
Not exactly thrilled to be inside on such a gorgeous day. So I told them we'd only have a half day this morning, and they were quite pleased, until I told them we'd have the other half in the afternoon.
Welcome to the wildest weather that you've ever heard of,
where everyone is nicer, but it's never nice above.
Welcome to the farthest place you'll get from Disneyland.
Fish and chips and shipwrecks.
This is Newfoundland. Welcome to the rock, an islander.